I'm going to offer a guided meditation on loving kindness or loving friendship, metta. Loving kindness is really intrinsic in the practice of insight meditation, mindfulness. There's an oft-quoted saying by Nisargadatta Maharaj, who was a great 20th century master in India. Wisdom tells me I am nothing. Love tells me I am everything. Between these two banks, my life flows. And we discover, I think, that as we meditate and see more and more deeply into the nature of who we are, what we are, that we are so profoundly connected to all of life, and so that connection is love. That really knowing that connection is love. So this quality of loving kindness, it's a quality that it's a love that really wishes both, well, ourselves and all beings, so the interconnection, the non-separation, to be well and happy and at peace, to be free of suffering. And so I'm going to, some of you have done this practice many, many times, but for some it will be a new practice. And I'm going to guide us through kind of several circles of offering this quality of love, which is really non-attached. It's not about me. It's not about what I want. It's not about my agenda. It's about really caring for ourselves and for all beings. So let's begin by sitting comfortably and breathing into the heart. It could be helpful if you would like to do this to place both hands or one hand over your heart. You can do this for a few minutes or for the whole practice. Energetically, it really is. It really connects us to the heart, and so I invite you to give it a try. So breathing into the heart, and as you breathe into the heart, find as much as you can a sense of openness of heart, a sense of receptivity, acceptance, that whatever arises in this practice, there's space for it to be received. So even if, as we're doing the practice and fear arises, or you feel that your heart is closed, just allow that. You don't have to push that away. You don't have to try to change it or fix it. Just allow it to be there. There's space for everything. So breathing into your heart, bring to mind your own deep desire to be well, to be happy, to have a sense of deep connection in your life, to feel free to love and be loved. To be at peace. And whatever other words you might use to describe fulfillment, happiness, peace. So bring to mind this heart's desire to be free, to be well, to be happy. And as you connect with this, allow another response, a response also from your core being, wishing yourself well, wishing that you may experience, that you may find, enjoy this happiness, this well-being, this deep connection, this freedom that you seek. You may feel this loving yourself, this caring for yourself. It may be a kind of energetic quality that you feel in the heart. It kind of awakens in the heart, flows in the heart, moves in the heart. And if that's the case, and just turn to that, tune into that. And if it's not the case, it's okay. Don't judge yourself. It's not something that, you know, if you're not feeling it right now, that there's something wrong. It may or may not be present. And sometimes it can be helpful to say a few words to connect with that heartfelt intention. There are some traditional phrases that are used. So I'll offer a few. You might have others that you prefer to say silently. You can silently repeat one or all of the ones that I'll offer. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. So perhaps breathing those words in and out, perhaps just connecting with this energetic quality of metta, or maybe just saying the word metta and breathing that in and out, offering this love, this unconditional love to yourself. I'm going to move on to another focus. If at any point, at this point, or later as we go along, you want to remain with the focus of offering metta that we've been on, if it feels healing, if it feels beneficial to stay there, then go ahead. You don't need to move along to the next focus. So now bring to mind somebody that you feel close to, somebody that you care for, that there's not a lot of friction in your relationship. You find it easy to care and love, to care for and love this person. And in some way, bring them to be present with you. You might visualize them, or you might imagine yourself together with them in some place where you spend time together. Or you might just have a sense of their presence here with you. So as you connect with this person that you feel close to, bring to mind that this person also wishes to be happy and well, wishes to experience a sense of well-being and connection in their life, wishes to be free, free from suffering, free to love. And as you consider this heart aspiration of your close person, allow yourself to respond. Respond with kindness, with caring, with this intention that they may experience the happiness, the well-being, the joy, the fulfillment that they seek. And connect with what is the experience? What is that experience to wish someone well? From your heart, to really wish that they be happy. What is that like? What does that feel like? Is there an energetic quality to it? You know, and if there is, then connect with that. And you could also, in the same way, offer your intention, your loving intention, by using these phrases. So keeping the person in mind, you address them. Address them. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. So continue in silence for a few minutes. And now bring to mind somebody that you don't feel particularly close to, nor do you feel distant from. It's somebody you feel kind of neutral about. Often it's somebody you don't know very well. Maybe somebody that you see in your workplace or in your neighborhood. You haven't gotten to know that well. Maybe it's the cashier at the grocery store where you usually shop, or the mail delivery person, or just somebody that is familiar to you, but not well known. And in the same way, bring this person to be present with you in some way, through your imagining them, visualizing them, or just having a sense of their presence. And bring to mind that although you may not know this person well, you can know something very intimate about them. Something which is right at their core. Their deep desire to be happy, to be well, to be safe, to not suffer. And so as you consider that, allow your heart to respond in friendship and kindness, wishing that they may have, that they may experience the happiness that they seek, that they desire. And again, notice what it feels like to wish this person well. And you can offer using some phrases, the same phrases that we've been using to offer loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. So using those or other phrases you prefer, offer metta to this neutral person. And now bring to mind somebody that you feel distant from. Maybe this is somebody that you find it really hard to communicate with. Or maybe there's just something about this person, the way they are, their way of being, that you find it just really unpleasant to be with them. It's, for some reason, it's difficult. And so your preference is to keep yourself distant from them. So in the same way, bring this person to be present with you by visualizing them in some way or just sensing their presence. And bring to mind that this person too wants to be happy. This person too wants to have a sense of well-being, peace, doesn't want to suffer in whatever way they might imagine it, think about it. There's a deep desire, as with all human beings, to be happy and well. And as you bring this to mind and consider it, allow yourself to respond to this person with caring and kindness, wishing them well, wishing that they might experience the happiness and the peace and the well-being that they seek. Notice what it feels like to wish this person well. What's the quality of heart? And you can bring in the same phrases to offer this intention of kindness and caring, friendship. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And now let's extend this heart of loving kindness to all beings, to all human beings, to all those near and far, of every ethnicity, language, religion. Every culture, to all males, all females, and all gender fluid beings, and to those who are young and those who are old, those who are being born in this very moment, perhaps, and those who are dying. Perhaps in this very moment. To all our human family, may each one have what they need for life. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free from suffering. May they live in peace. To all the creatures of the air, of the waters, of the land, those that crawl and burrow and slither on the ground, those that live in trees, and those that live in the lakes and rivers and oceans, all the myriad varieties of life. May all creatures have what they need to live happily. May their habitats be safe. May they live in peace. And to the habitats, the environment itself, the air, the waters, the land, every bioregion, every geographic area, the Arctic regions, the tropical zones, the deserts, the temperate zones, all the different life forms that have emerged, responding to different causes and conditions. With love and wonder and deep appreciation of all of these life forms, allowing our heart to just extend outwards in love, caring, kindness, and compassion. To Gaia, Mother Earth. May all beings be safe and well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. And may our life, our lives, and our practice serve this happiness, well-being, and liberation.